Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, just really proud of our football team, the way they hung together for 60 minutes today. It was obviously a very slow start offensively on multiple counts. Our defense hung in there, kept the game close. We were able to go in with a 10-0 deficit at halftime, which we were very fortunate that we were playing offense today, no doubt about it. A lot of good things, though, in the second half. Guys hung together collectively. Young guys making some plays and knocking the ball loose. The offense taking advantage of the turnovers and closing it in the red zone three times today, which was good. Certainly, not the way we want to start offensively. But overall, to hang in there at halftime, bring it together. Tough conditions today. We'll take the win. We played a good football team today. We'll take the win and be excited to move forward Thursday and into Detroit.
Assess why the first half was...
To me, it was very easy. Drop balls, penalties, tip balls, and all of that. And as I said to the guys at halftime, there was no one guy. We passed it around to everybody, and you just can't be efficient playing football that way, especially when you drop footballs and you have penalties. And when we get over that, we'll move the ball effectively and efficiently. But we got to get over it. We didn't. We played better in the second half, certainly, as a result of our defense creating those turnovers and giving us a short field. We had the one drive on a short field.
It wasn't a result of adjustments then at halftime. You think it was more of just execution?
Yeah, we didn't. There wasn't what we saw in the first half. We basically saw in the second half. We knew what we were getting. They mixed it up pretty well in terms of coverages late. They would roll into two or roll into three deep coverages late. But we stopped ourselves. And that's no disrespect to Tampa. They had a good plan, no doubt about it. But as I said, we passed it around offensively.
With the takeaway surge in the third quarter, obviously a lot of different guys had a hand in that. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I said the young guys. I think Bass got one, Hurst got one. Guys were making plays back there. You know, Josh did a nice job. He got outside of contain and made some plays, and just the effort level. You know, you look out there and you see Al, you see Hurst, you see Brock, you see a lot of young players playing in crunch time, and that was balanced out by a very good pass rush and pressure on the quarterback.
Coach had some protection issues in the first half. Was that a matter of just like individual matchups, or were there some?
You know what? We felt that. As we looked at it, we had a couple of matchup issues, and again, I'd have to look at the tape, Dan, in terms of the breakdown side of it. We seemed to be able to clean it up, which is the good thing, and move forward and take the hits off of Jay.
You're still seeing development in Stephen Pye. It seems like he's still playing a lot.
Yeah, I think his effort level was good today. He created some havoc inside amidst the other guys, but it's really the four guys, the five guys, six guys working together. In the pass rush, and we got better at it today, and we're moving forward. And I think that was a big part about of creating those turnovers was just the pressure we put on Josh.
Coach, you shut out in the first half of three of the past five games. Is there anything looking forward that you can change?
As I said, I think that the thing we can change is ourselves. We have continually had penalties and specific breakdowns. That we've got to get better and really stopping ourselves. It happened last week again. It happened this week, and we're not going to give up on it. We're going to press through it. The guys have a lot of confidence in themselves to be able to come back the way they did. To work together collectively as a team was a good thing. It was a good building block for us, and we know we got to play better. No doubt about it. Certainly on offense, as our defense continues to get better.
To be able to capitalize on those two short fields in succession real
quick. They were big, and that's the thing. I mean, we're not going to apologize for the short fields. We haven't had very many. We're not going to apologize for the creating the turnovers, which we did, and be able to finish the drives was a very good positive out of this game that we were to close in the end zone.
Seemed like Mel did a lot to single up blockers on the edge today, a lot of stunts in the middle. What can you say about the game?
No, he did. I thought, like I said, I thought we had a very good plan. Guys executed it. Josh, like I said, got out of the pocket a little bit, but overall there was pressure, constant pressure, and that really helped the back end. And I think it had a residual effect on the game as we move forward.
Time for these days it's just about getting a win. I'm assuming it doesn't matter how or how it looks.
You know, winning's hard in the National Football League. We appreciate every one. We found a way to win today. It wasn't pretty from an offensive standpoint early. I thought we hung together. Halftime was good. The locker room was good in terms of everybody sticking together, working together, making a commitment to come out in the second half and play play all three sides as hard as we could, and we were able to find a win, and that's a positive thing.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.